USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Taliban in Afghanistan has agreed to a temporary nationwide ceasefire in order to allow the signing of a peace agreement with the U.S. The peace deal would let the Trump administration bring American troops home from Afghanistan and open the door to end America's longest war. Officials in Washington have demanded a promise from the Taliban that Afghanistan would not be used as a base by terrorist groups. After an 18-year engagement, there are about 12,000 U.S. troops deployed in Afghanistan. The statement from the Taliban followed a report from an Afghan official that a Taliban attack had killed at least 17 local militiamen. The U.S. has carried out airstrikes in Iraq and Syria against a Hezbollah militia. The Pentagon said it hit 5 targets, 3 in Iraq and 2 in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
2 people have been killed in a shooting at a church. A third person has been critically wounded. KRLD reporter Andrew Greenstein.
White Settlement Police Chief J.P. Bevering says the shooting started just before 11 this morning.
A man entered the church and fired a weapon. A couple of members of the church returned fire, striking the suspect who died at the scene.
One of the victims has died and the other is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. FBI Special Agent in Charge Matthew DeSarno says there are many more questions than answers.
We are working very hard to find motive, to get to the bottom of what happened.
Andrew Greenstein, White Settlement, Texas.
Russia says it stopped a terrorism attack reportedly planned in St. Petersburg because of a tip from Washington. A Russian news agency says 2 Russians were detained on suspicion of plotting attacks during New Year's festivities. The Kremlin says Putin passed on his gratitude to President Trump during a special Sunday phone call. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Southern Republican senator says he's keeping an open mind about an impeachment trial in the Senate. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Louisiana Republican John Kennedy saying that the House was unfair in its handling of the case, but he's keeping an open mind when it comes to the Senate trial.
I don't want them saying, well, we were just run over by the same truck twice. It was unfair in the House and it was unfair in the Senate. I want people to think that it was a level playing field.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Kennedy also said when it comes to how the process will work in the Senate, he says there are no rules and no standards of proof required. Congress has another week off before returning to work in early January.
North Korea is opening a new dialogue with the United States. USA's John Hunt has more.
North Korea has opened a high-profile political conference to discuss how to overcome harsh trials and difficulties with the United States. Days before a year-end deadline set by Pyongyang for Washington to make concessions in nuclear negotiations. The ruling Workers' Party meeting is a focus of keen attention, as some observers predict North Korea might use the conference to announce it would abandon faltering diplomacy with the U.S. and lift its moratorium on major weapons tests. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.